This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes on the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Braylon Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the stripe by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away! Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dug out empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one, to Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had three hits. Braylon Cordonier had three hits. And Aiden Chappie had three hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125, going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Casey Madison and Bryant Billing, here at Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium, home of the Wittenberg Tigers and the Champion City Kings. It's game two of our doubleheader, second regional semifinal of this day on June 1. First game was won by Southeastern in command fashion, 6-0 over Brantford. behind Zach McKee, the junior ace of the Trojan staff. 6-0, Southeastern victorious. And the Trojans await the winner of this second game between the Rushi Raiders, 23-6, and the Bern Union Rockets, 18-9 on the year. Rushi here today tries to accomplish a feat that a Division IV baseball program has not pulled off in the Southwest region in more than a decade. Minster was the last school to earn a Southwest regional baseball title in back-to-back seasons. In 11-12, the Wildcats romped the state crowns under head coach Mike Wiss. After sweeping this Springfield region back then, Delphi St. John's and Defiance Tenora represented the Northwest at the state tourney, while Minster those 2 years won the Coldwater District and was sent south to Springfield and won the state both years after winning the Springfield Regional. Rushi tries to repeat that feat. Raiders defending state champs, and they go for a back-to-back regional championship here today. Won't be easy. This Bern Union team is mighty good. It's a club that finished the campaign on a roll, 18-9 by way of record for Bern Union, but it's a team that has pulled off upset after upset after upset. Sooner or later, they're no longer really upsets, because Bern Union is a top-flight club, having beaten Newark Catholic 7-4 in a district semifinal. Newark Catholic was state-ranked, came from behind to beat Galleon Northmore 10-9 in a district championship game, and Northmore was state-ranked. And during the season, this Bern Union team topped Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy, which won the Mid-State League Cardinal Division. Bern Union finished second. Bern Union, a mighty tough club, and it's met challenge after challenge and has won each one of them along the way here over the last 2 to 3 weeks. Kevin Flippo's Rushi Raiders finished the season with big wins over Newton and Miami Valley Christian. The win over Newton was a squeaker, as you all know. An extremely tight 6-5 win. Rushi was one out from being knocked out of the tournament. Got a big two-out double to right center by Braden Monin to win the game in the bottom of the seventh and keep the Raiders tournament hopes alive. Rushi hopefully took a big, deep breath and now can continue on with its second season, so to speak, here in the tournament. Played extremely well against Miami Valley Christian. Braylon Cordonier threw a one-hitter. Xavier Flippo against Newton was very sharp, threw five, then got roughed up in the sixth. But both Flippo and Cordonier seemed to be primed for the big games here in June. I might note that Xavier Flippo gets the nod here today against Bern Union, and the top athlete on this Bern Union team, Nate Nemeth, gets the call on the bump for the Rockets. Home team, Bern Union. Rushi will bat first. Rushi Raiders in the bright blue and gold, and Bern Union in the maroon and gold, and fans filling in from both sides here at Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium at the moment. We'll return to hear from both coaches when we come back. We've got Kevin Flippo up next from Rushi and Chad Cupp up next from Bern Union when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureComm in Minster, SecureComm. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, the beautiful weather continues here in Springfield. Blue skies overhead, slight breeze out of the east. Temperature pushing 88, 89, low humidity. A terrific weather. Rushi and Burn Union set to tee it up in our second regional semifinal today. Southeastern knocked out Bradford 6-0 in game one. Southeastern awaits this winner tomorrow at 2 at Wright State. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams today, there are key building components for sure. Pitching number one, Xavier Flippo, has sparkled all year for the Rushi Raiders. They went through a period of some elbow tenderness. He appeared to be back on the beam against Newton. He's thrown close to 40 innings on the year, 40 strikeouts. And offensively, it's 333. Flippo on the bump for Rushi. Nate Nemeth on the hill for Burn Union. Outstanding campaign for him. Like Flippo, he's a mighty good hitter. Nemeth at 443 by way of batting average. 29 runs scored. 6-1 record on the year. 41 Ks in 34 innings. Hudson Gerken, first baseman, outstanding hitter, 442 on the year for Burn Union He is a key component. And, of course, Braylon Cordonnier and Braden Monin-Ferrucci hitting .403 and .365 on the campaign. Those are key building components for these two teams, Ruschi and Bern Union. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Ruschi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Ruschi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Ruschi. Well, earlier this week at practice, I sat down and talked with Kevin Flippo, ninth year head coach at Ruschi, and he talked about, yes, this team had some mighty lofty goals for the 2023 baseball campaign.
You'll be all serving the...
The expectations were high coming in, obviously, coming off a state championship, returning seven starters. I mean, it's it's not... Everybody knows what's on their mind, where you think you should end up, but with being the game of baseball, it doesn't always turn out the way you want it to be, hope it to be, or think it should be. So coming into this, we were confident. We toughened up our schedule. We played a few D1, D2 schools to hopefully prepare for an anticipation of a tournament run. So that helped us out. Are we at where we want to be? I mean, I don't think we, coming into the tournament, we're the most confident offensively. We've faced some tougher pitching, and, you know, the averages kind of started to fall a little bit, so some guys are, you know, not as confident at the plate as I think they would like or would have hoped, thought the season, you know, every year is supposed to get better, but some guys might have plateaued a little bit in their minds, but... We're a confident bunch, so I think once the tournament starts, has started, it's a whole new season, so we were not concerning self what has done and just think about the past has gotten us ready for this point.
A surprising player or two who's shown significant improvement, and assess your pitching staff and your starters.
Felix Francis has been one of the most consistent players, first-time varsity starter. So he's really come in, done a great job first year playing in the outfield as well, very athletic. He's been most consistent, just moved his way up into the lineup, been one of our contributors offensively, as other guys have had, just Braylon Cordonnier, player of the year, but he's kind of up and down. He was in a little tailspin here lately, but a couple hits in the district finals. Hopefully he's good to go. And Cooper Unruh, behind the plate, freshman, did not anticipate him being our catcher coming into this, but he just came in and won the job, and that right there with him being able to catch just left us to be able to keep Hayden Quinter and guys like Braden Monin out there being athletes, playing other positions, helping us out in a different way. So that was a surprise coming into the season, and he's just been a solid guy behind the plate all year.
And, of course, Unverfirth has been steady Eddie as the battery mate for Ruschi's rich pitching staff all season long. Again, right-hander Xavier Flippo on the bump for this game today. A few mornings ago, spent a few hours down south of Lancaster in Sugar Grove. Had time with Chad Cupp, fifth-year head coach of the Bern Union Rockets. And we talked about a sundry of things, including that spectacular Bern Union comeback in the district championship over Galleon Northmore.
That was one of the crazier games I've been a part of. You know, they jumped out 1-0, and then we came out and took a 4-1 lead, then came back, and it was 5-5 going into the sixth. They scored four on a couple mistakes that we made, and they put the ball in play well. And then we scored five in the top of the seventh, and including three with two outs, to be able to pull out that game, and it was It's pretty indescribable.
Highlight personnel, players who've come along for you, have been a nice surprise. Those dependable young men that you knew you'd have to count on, and they have delivered. A comment or two about your deep pitching staff.
Yeah, so, you know, the couple guys that came up with big hits against Northmore, Hudson Gerken, our first baseman, is a junior, and he had the game-tying hit. He drove in two runs to tie the game. The guy after him, Cooper Mitchell, is a senior, and he's been coming on of late with the bat really well, and he drove in the game-winning run. Pitching-wise, we've got Nate Nemeth, who's a senior for us. He's also one of our catchers, and he hits for us really, really well. We rely on him in big moments. Cade Pugh is a guy that we expect a lot of and has done very good things for us. I think he's pitched the most innings for us this year on the mound. Austin Snyder, who pitches and plays shortstop, he's somebody we feel like can come in and throw strikes and really attack defense or attack offenses with his pitch selection.
Words of the Burn Union head coach, Chad Cupp, year number 5. Burn Union doesn't have a home for high school baseball down at Sugar Grove. They work out the infielders on a softball diamond, hitting practice, outfield work on the football field. They've got a mobile pitching mound that gets wheeled inside the gym for the pitchers to practice on. Play the home games up in Lancaster at Beavers Field. And it's worked out third year in a row that Burn Union has done that. And here they are, the number 4 seed in the regional semifinal Division 4 baseball here in Springfield. Burn Union started the season 2-4, has won its last 4, playing its best baseball of the year by far. Rushi, as Coach Flippo noted, little bit of a hitting slump here late, partly due to an enhanced schedule over the last 8 or 9 games. Pitching is rounding into form, that's for sure. We'll return with starters. First pitch upcoming, Rushi, Burn Union. Second regional semifinal of the day on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
And we welcome you back here to Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium. Good crowd on hand. Rushi Raider people to our left, attired in blue and gold. Big throng from up in western Shelby County in west central Ohio, and from southern Fairfield County, south of Lancaster, a contingent from Burn Union off to our right. Starting lineup for the Rushi Raiders, Xavier Flippo will lead off and pitch. He is a senior. Zane Chappie, center fielder, senior, bat second. Braylon Grenadier, shortstop, sophomore, batting third. Brayden Monin, second baseman, junior, in the cleanup spot. Hayden Quinter, third baseman, junior, bats fifth. Felix Francis, right fielder and a junior, is in the sixth hole. Jude Counts, junior, first baseman, batting seventh. Ross Fissinger, left fielder, a senior, batting eighth. And Cooper Unverfirth, the catcher, freshman, batting ninth. Nate Nemeth on the mound for Burn Union, and he swings into action and zeroes in a fastball right down the pipe. Nothing in one on Flippo. Burn Union defensively, William Bolton at third, Austin Snyder at short, second baseman Clayton Moore, first baseman Hudson Gerken, outfield left to right, Cooper Mitchell, Luke Schaefer, Zach Hartman. Ethan Redinger is the catcher as the pitcher. Nemeth falls behind 2-1. as he poured in a strike, and then he's missed the zone on a couple pitches in a row. Open stance for Flippo. Outside target for Redinger, the catcher. And it's lined by Flippo over the head of Nemeth into center field. A clean single for the Raiders leadoff hitter, Xavier Flippo. He's aboard to start this game off.
Yeah, it's nice. That's a nice hit up the middle, Jack. Was able to time up that pitch, and a nice line single to center.
Yeah, Rushi did tally, 14 runs in their last two district games, semifinal and final, 6 against Newton, 8 against Miami Valley Christian. After having a dry spell late in the year, they only scored about 15 or 16 runs in a stretch of 7 of 8 games in the middle of May. Hopefully the Raiders can get the bats clicking once again. As you recall, last year, Rushi en route to a state title. 5 come-from-behind wins in a row, beginning with the district. Well, it started out that way this year. In the rally against Newton, 6-5, Rushi won it. Bunt attempt by Shappy fouled off to the screen. Nothing and one on Zane Shappy, center fielder, senior. Shappy on the year, 338. Flippo, the leadoff hitter. The pitcher was hitting 333. As Shappy looks at a curveball low and away, count is 1-1. Third baseman for Burn Union, William Bolton, is up in the grass. He's looking for a bunt. Shappy leads this team in sack bunts. Oh, he takes a pitch very low. It bounces through Redinger all the way to the backstop, which is a good 90 feet or so behind home plate. And Flippo scoots on down to second.
Couldn't tell, Jack. That must have gone in the dirt first, because that took a high hop over the shoulder of the catcher.
2 balls and a strike, says the scoreboard. 2-1 on Shappy. Will he bunt again? Yep, he does. Fouls to the backstop, 2-2. And he takes his hands and pounds the bat as if to say, I should have gotten that one down. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nemeth, the right-hand pitcher, on the hill for Burn Union. Runner at second for the Raiders. No one down. Top of the first inning. Redinger sets up on the outside of the plate for Burn Union. Timeout called momentarily. 390 to center here at Carlton-Davidson Stadium. 320 down the lines. 360 in the gaps. Slight breeze blowing in from right field. 2-2 pitch to Shappy. Curveball, lofted foul, curling out of play to the right. It's still 2-2. Well, I'm guessing now, Casey, that the bunt is off. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2.
Yeah, especially since he's in scoring position.
Left fielder is in tight. Chappie does a beautiful job and angles a ground ball to the right side. Well done. Played by Clayton Moore of Burn Union, who tosses on to Hudson Gerken. Rushi advances the leadoff man, Flippo, over to third with one away. And now any kind of a fly ball from Braylon Cordonier is going to score the speedy Flippo. Outfield swings around to the right, not deep and left at all, giving Cordonier no respect to the left. Center fielder, though, Luke Schaefer, is a good 275, 280 from home plate. Cordonier swings from the left. 4 homers on the year. In excess of 40 ribbies. 403 batting average. First pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Nemeth again, curveball is over the outside corner. It was a backdoor breaking pitch. Caught Cordonier. 1-1 on Braylon. Nemeth works. Cordonier takes it up in the shoulder area. Ball 2-1, 2-1. Big at bat early in this game. Nemeth from the windup. First base open, but he's going after Braylon Cordonier. Curveball low and in. Good smother job by the catcher, Redinger. Count goes to 3-1. Redinger will not hit for Burn Union. He'll be DH'd for by Russell Blank, a senior. There's a breaking pitch. It is up above the strike zone for ball 4. as the pitcher Nemeth didn't get that one down, probably not too dissatisfied that he puts Cordonier on. First and third for Rushi. Does set up a double play in the middle of the diamond, and Bern Union shortstop Austin Snyder has retreated very deep. Second baseman Moore at mid-depth. Right-hand batter facing Nemeth. Curveball wide to Monin. One ball, no strikes.
Nemeth with a lot of respect toward Cordonier with a 3-1 curveball.
Pitch to Cordonier, fastball, high inside corner, 1-1, good pitch. Well spotted. A ball and a strike for Nemeth on Cordonier. First and third for Rushi, one out. Very high fastball, 2-1. Nemeth being cautious, extremely careful with these Raider hitters. Rushi threatening top of the first, runners at first and third.
Monin has 27 RBI on the season.
Here's the pitch in the dirt, low and away. It was stabbed nicely by the catcher, Redinger. Nemeth is a little off on his control at the outset, and it's 3-1 on Monin. And you can bet he's got the green light if he can handle this pitch. It swung on and fouled to the screen between home and first base, and it's 3-2. Monin had a good cut at it. Nemeth and Bern Union want the strikeout here. Let's see if Cordonier tries to swipe second base on this pitch. There he goes. And the ball is grounded through the first base coaching box, foul. And it's still full on Braden Monin.
Jack, you mentioned Redinger, Ethan Redinger. He's a freshman catcher. I believe that it's Nemeth that is the original, the main catcher when he's not pitching.
Stretching is Nemeth. Full count pitch is popped in the air, foul to the right, over the stands, in fact. Still 3-2 on Monin of Rushi. First and third for the Raiders. One down, top of the first. Monin hanging tough. Nemeth continuing to throw strikes.
Left fielder playing very shallow.
Yep, he has on the last couple three players. Braylon Cordonier off and running. Ball four upstairs over the plate, but a smidgen too tall of that pitch by Nemeth. And here comes Chad Cupp, manager for Bern Union, head coach to the mound. Bases full, one out for Rushi. No score in this game. Top of the first, and we will return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Proud to support the Rushi Raiders and high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi. At Francis Manufacturing, quality is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is incredibly high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand exact perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. In fact, this workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing amazing attention to detail. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing is pleased to support high school sports and the efforts of Scores Broadcast to promote them.
Hayden Quinter bats for Rushi in a crucial situation. Hayden's fallen down below 300, needs to get a base knock here to get himself out of a little slump. Swing and a miss. Strike one as Nemeth blew it right past him. During our commercial break, a conference on the mound occurred. Head coach Chad Cupp of Bern Union was out there. Quinter cuts a healthy one, hit a high fastball, and Nemeth has the advantage. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on the right-hand batting Quinter. 0-2 pitch. Fastball inside corner. Yep, he's out. Fine placement by Nemeth. Quinter leaned away. It caught the edge. He's out. And here is Felix Francis.
Quinter leads the team in RBI as well, so did not get the job done there.
Tough break for Hayden Quinter as he's fallen down below the 300 mark. Big strikeout there. Bases full. Nemeth in the windup. Two out. There's a hard slider missing the outside corner to Felix Francis, junior right fielder for the Rushi Raiders, having a very nice season. Here's a little looping fly ball to right field. The right fielder for Bern Union is right in his tracks, and he catches. Nice job by Nemeth, the hurler for Bern Union, as he got a strikeout of Quinter, then induced Felix Francis to fly to short right to Zach Hartman of Bern Union. We played a half inning, no score, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. We say hello to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi as well, plus the Jewelry Barn on East Main in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi. Great gift ideas at the Jewelry Barn. And we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp of Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Nick, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam, we say hello to you from Springfield. Game one today, won by Southeastern 6-0 over Bradford. Southeastern awaits this winner in a regional championship at Wright State. First pitch at 2 tomorrow. We're on the air at 1:25 tomorrow afternoon at Wright State University in Fairborn. Starting lineup for Bern Union, William Bolton, third baseman, sophomore, leads off. Nate Nemeth, the pitcher, senior, bats second. Hudson Gerken, first baseman, hitting in the third spot. He's a junior. Cleanup hitter, Cooper Mitchell, left fielder, a senior. Russ Blank, the DH, a senior, is in the fifth hole. Austin Snyder, shortstop, junior, bats in the sixth spot. Clayton Moore, second baseman, sophomore, batting seventh. Zach Hartman, the right fielder, a sophomore, bats eighth. And Luke Schaefer, senior, center fielder, in the nine hole. First pitch fouled away. Second pitch is lined to first. Caught, but Jude counts of Rushi. Very first pitch, or I should say the second pitch to the leadoff hitter for Bern Union, was tagged, but right to counts.
Coming out swinging, you like the aggressiveness.
One away on the liner to first. Here's Nate Nemeth, senior pitcher for Bern Union. 4.43 batting average on the year. Looks at a curve from Flippo, strike one. Xavier throws not unlike the style of Southeastern pitcher in game one today. Flippo will throw that curveball often for a strike on the initial pitch. Here's a foul to the screen, and it's nothing and two, no balls and two strikes on Nemeth, who bats from the right side after the Bolton liner to first. Fastball upstairs, waist pitch, one and two. Bottom of the first, no score. Raiders left three on in the top of the first, Adam loaded with one out. Flippo firing to Nemeth. Big curveball bouncing low and outside, and it's two and two. Nemeth well respected in left. Ross Fissinger takes a few more steps in retreat. There's a pitch just above the strike zone off the outside corner. Cooper Unverfirth, catcher for Rushi, wanted that one. He held the mitt there an extra second. Count goes full on Nemeth. Flippo fires. Fastball popped in the air in the infield. Second baseman Braden Monin camping out. He's got it. Two out on the pop to second off the bat of Nemeth. Here's Hudson Gerken, the junior first baseman. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rushi nothing, Burn Union nothing. First pitch was a ball, wind up by Flippo, swing and a miss by the hitter and a high fastball. A ball and a strike, 1-1. Here's Darren Routson up in the booth. Southeastern coach, after a victorious 6-0 win over Bradford. Low and outside, 2-1 on Mitchell. Boy, you played small ball, you got timely hits. Zach McKee was on fire. And you hit Mr. Untouchable. Tucker Miller pretty well, Coach. Yeah, your fly ball to right center for Burn Union, and Cooper Mitchell is retired. Flippo induces two fly ball outs for Burn Union here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Game moving along, very well pitched. Rushi's had three chances to score and has not gotten it done. Here's a big curveball, low outside corner to the DH, Russ Blank.
Flippo really doing well right now.
Another curveball. Yep, outside corner at the belt. Nothing and two on Blank. Rushi will have 9-1-2 here in the fifth. There's a ball sliced on the ground to the second baseman Monin. He fumbles, has plenty of time, retrieves, throws to counts for the out. It goes 4-3. Three up, three down. Only one hit in this game for Burn Union. We go to the fifth. Rushi nothing, Burn Union nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
It is the top of the fifth inning. Rushi comes calling, 0-0 tie. Very good fourth inning for Xavier Flippo of Rushi. He economized his pitches and got Burn Union out 1-2-3. Count goes 2-0, two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Cooper Unverfirth. To start the fifth for the Raiders. Last pitch just below the knees. It was close. There's a slider on the inside corner for two balls and a strike on Unverfirth, who struck out his first at bat. Here is Nemeth working quickly, throwing up and in. 3-1 on Unverfirth, who'd love to get on for the top of the Raiders order here in the fifth inning. Nemeth working very quickly to Unverfirth. Very low and outside, ball four. Nemeth lost touch with the strike zone on that at bat to Rushi's number nine hitter, Unverfirth, who's aboard.
Not what you want to do in a no-score game here. And they're also going to have a pinch runner here, maybe a courtesy runner for
Borchers.
Yeah, for Unverfirth.
That's Vince Borchers on down at first now for the Raiders. Great wheels, one of the top base dealers on this team. And here is Xavier Flippo. Rushi has had runners in scoring position 3 of 4 innings. Fielder at third. Bolton way up for Bern Union. The pitch count for Nemeth has got to be, what, 75, I would say, in that neighborhood. Maybe even more. Throw to first, runner back. Infield pinched in the middle at double play depth. Here's Nemeth into the stretch. Squaring to bunt is the Raider hitter. Takes it way up high. Throw down to first late. That's the fifth straight ball thrown by Nemeth.
Sometimes the coach reads that and they pull back on the bunt and see if he maybe walks him instead of having to give up the bunt.
Nemeth in his stretch throws to first. Porcher's back. Question is here, will Rushi risk the steal attempt or try to lay one down with Flippo?
Popped up.
Uh-oh, the pitch is up and in. High pop-up foul behind the plate. The catcher, Redinger, cannot find it.
Break for Rushi there as the bunt gets popped up. As he was trying to square on that one.
One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Flippo. Left fielder Mitchell Shallow for Bern Union. Third baseman up in the grass, that's William Bolton. Here's a lead for the pinch runner. Borchers at first. 1-1 delivery to Flippo. This one's bunted out in front of the plate. It's in the grass. It's Nemeth, the pitcher, who gets it. And the base runner for Rushi tries to go from first all the way to third. And he's called out. He's called out. It's a double play. It was the right call. Terrific throw. Fantastic tag. And the Rushi Raiders, Vince Borchers, is nailed at third base by an eyelash. It took a great throw right on the button and a super tag.
Well, he saw that nobody was covering, so Borchers tried to get the play. They got it back. Third baseman got back just in time to make the tag.
The bunt by Flippo was superb. He was nipped at first base. And Borchers just kept right on running. He wheeled around second base, dug hard for third. It looked like he was going to make it. And as Casey noted, good recovery by the third baseman for Bern Union. And a throw from the first baseman, Gerken, was right on the money. Third baseman made a nifty catch and swipe tag, edging Borchers by a hair at third base. And the count is 1-1 on Zane Chappie, who flares one foul to the right. It's 1-2.
Jack, Bern Union has been impressive on defense.
Sure have. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Chappie, as the Raiders try to start a two-out rally. Chappie swings and misses. He whiffed. Hit a high changeup, and it's 2-2.
In a game like this, sometimes a big defensive play like that will jumpstart your offense. They were pretty. That third baseman, he's pretty fired up. He was pumped.
And two things had to happen perfectly, and they did: the throw and the tag, or Borchers beats it. Curveball to Chappie, rifled hard to third, out to third base. Third baseman right in his tracks. Stuck the ball up at the shoulder level, and it was snared by Bolton at third for Bern Union. The ball by Chappie was tattooed. He is out. Rushi's out in the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Austin Snyder, Clayton Moore, Zach Hartman back for Bern Union here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Game still tied 0-0. Bern Union's made the plays. They've gotten the outs when they needed to get them. Rushi's threatened, but the Raiders still have not scored. Big curveball by Flippo in there to Austin Snyder. First strike, one. No balls and a strike, nothing and one on Snyder. Delivery by Flippo, low and away, one of each. Snyder out second to first in his only previous at bat. Outfield straight away. Quinter even with the bag at third. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Snyder by Flippo. Fastball is golfed into right field on one bounce to the right fielder for the Raiders. It's a single. Snyder shoots it the other way. Base hit to right. Here's second baseman Clayton Moore, sophomore. And you can bet he is bunting. Runner at first, Snyder. Second hit of this game for Bern Union. Moore, the batter, got the first base knock in the third for the Rockets.
And we just saw the second one.
Quinter in on the grass at third. Here is the pitch upstairs for a ball to Moore, 1-0.
Flippo's not been in any real trouble. Bern Union's trying to fix that here in this inning.
Moore, the batter, than the small Hartman on deck. There's a pitch fisted foul in the air to the near end of the Bern Union dugout. And the count is a ball and a strike, 1-1 on Moore. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Runner at first, short lead at Snyder. Delivery, curveball, yep, in and over. 1-2, big hook thrown by the pitcher Flippo. Dandy curveball. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Throw to first, runner back.
As you mentioned before, Jack, if that ball gets by, the pickoff plays at first is easily two bases for the runner if it gets by.
Yep. Cooper Francis, a freshman left-hander, warming up for Rushi. Here's the pitch by Flippo, bounce to the mound. Flippo alertly throws to second to Monin, forced out at second base as Snyder is retired. It goes from 1-4. 1-4 on the bounce out by Moore. Well done by Flippo. Ball got to him fairly quickly. He had to come off the mound a couple steps, and he threw a bullet to Monin to get the runner easily at second base.
Solid play.
One away for Zach Hartman, low in the dirt, and it's a ball and no strikes on Hartman.
Hartman, the diminutive stature. Walked him last time. Let's see what happens here.
So now the runner at first is Moore, who is safe there on the fielder's choice play at second. Flippo throws back to first again. Runner returns. Well, we do apologize if it was a blip a few times and our signal was diminished. Here's the windup, the pitch of the plate. It is on the corner at the knees. Hartman backed off, made it look like it was a ball too close, but the plate umpire said, I'm not going to have any part of that. One ball, one strike, 1-1 in Hartman. There's the ball flared into short right field. It was off the knuckles, and it drops. On comes Francis to get it. The ball nearly came to a stop in shallow right. So the eight hitter for Bern Union, Hartman, dunks a single into right field, first and second, as Bern Union goes from station to station, first to second base in the person of Moore. And here's Luke Schaefer with runners at first and second for Bern Union. in the bottom of the fifth inning, and no score. First and second and one out. Conference on the mound, and we'll keep it right here and tell you about one of our fine sponsors, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Burn Union threatens to break this 0-0 deadlock. First and second, one out, bottom of the fifth. Rockets send up the nine-hitter, Luke Schaefer. Outfield creeping in a little bit. Infield up in the corners. Cordon, you're in Monin. Short and second. Double play depth. Here is Flippo peering in for Cooper Unberferth. He's got the signal. Here's the windup and the delivery. It is bunted up the third base side. Flippo goes and gets it. Nice play. Throw to first to Monin, covering out at first base. Well done by Xavier Flippo. Xavier's had a couple good plays coming off the bump here in this inning. It was bunted by Schaefer. And it was a pretty good bunt as well. Nicely done. Winds up being an out from 1-3. Top of the order, William Bolton. Runners at second and third for Burn Union. Flippo to Bolton. Lou and outside. Top athlete on this Burn Union roster on deck in Nate Nemeth.
As you mentioned, Flippo made a great play. You've seen so many high school teams have thrown that in the right field.
Yep. There's a fastball outside corner. Flippo got the call. Unverfirth kept the target right there, and it was ruled a strike on the black. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Bolton. Flippo fires. Curveball to Bolton. Bolton lifted high and deep to center field. Chappie on the run. Into the gap in left center. Falls down and catches it. Fine play by Chappie. Bolton gave it a ride. Rushi gets out of the inning. We go to the sixth. Rushi nothing. Burn Union nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, we go to inning number six. Rushi will bat against a new pitcher for Burn Union. It's right-hander Cade Pugh, about 6'3". He has an ERA of 2.8 on the year. He's given up 26 hits on the season in about 40 innings. He has a whip. Walks, hits per innings pitched of 1.3. The right-hander is one of the top three starters for this Burn Union team on the year. He's possessed the poorest control. He's walked the most batters of the top three starters. Nemeth, the pitcher, goes behind the plate and replaces Redinger, the freshman catcher. So we go to the sixth inning. Rushi is batting. Nemeth threw, what, just short of 100 throws in five innings?
Yeah, and only gave up two hits.
Yep.
There's been more innings in this game than hits.
Yep, the Raiders kept the pitcher in hot water, but he had to be tiring, and now Pugh goes against Braylon Cordonier, the big right-hander for Bern Union, whips into action, and Cordonier takes a fastball in the high outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one on Braylon.
Of course, Nemeth gets to go behind the plate now, so they've got their bulldog behind the plate.
Here's the pitch by Pugh to Cordonier, and he swings, undercuts one to short right field. Second baseman retreats. He's under it. It's Clayton Moore, and he's got it. Cordonier went down after a low one and scooped it up into the air to short right field. The second baseman for Bern Union made the easy play. One away, Cordonier out of the pop to second. Here's Braden Monin from the right side against Pugh. It's low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes, one and nothing on Monin. Wind up by Pugh. Pitch is below the knees, 2-0. Rushi has threatened in three of the first five innings, serious threats. Runners at second and or third with less than two out. Pugh misses a little bit wide to Braden Monin of Rushi, and the count goes to 3-0. Let's see if the take sign is on here.
I think I would here. Make sure he throws a strike.
Yep, Pugh in out of the bullpen, whips one on the inside corner, and it's 3-1. 3-1 on Monin. Outfield straight away.
Left field still very shallow against Monin, who can really hit it.
Oh, yeah, he can knock one over that left fielder's head very easily. There's a swing and a line drive by Monin into right center field. It is rolling between the right and center fielder up the gap. Bern Union tracks it down about 20 feet from the warning track. It's a long double for Monin, reminding us of the game-winning two-out, two-bagger in the seventh against Newton in the district championship.
Monin coming up big, 3-1 hitters count.
And now here's Hayden Quinter as a little meeting on the mound takes place between Nemeth, the catcher for Bern Union, and Pugh, the pitcher. Well, Quinter's been on the spot. This is his third trip to the plate with a runner in scoring position in this game. A lead at second for Monin. The shortstop drifts in behind him. Here's the stretch by Cade Pugh, the big right-hander. Wheels and deals off the plate outside. Ball one to Quinter.
He's got to stay ahead of the hitters. Rush is going to dig in.
Again, the Raiders for the fourth time in six innings. A runner at second or third in scoring position with less than two out. Still no score. Pugh looks back at second. Here's the delivery to Quinter. Curveball bounces. 2-0. Critical stage in this game. A walk, an error, a pass ball, a wild pitch can make the difference. No margin for error whatsoever for either club. Action in the Rushi bullpen. Here is Pugh stretching, pitching to Quinter. Oh, it bounces. It's a wild pitch. He gets behind Nemeth. It rolls halfway to the backstop. He can't find it. Monin races on down to third easily. Monin at third base for Rushi.
It appears to be Cordonier in the bullpen.
Yep, there's no tomorrow. You've got to win to advance.
This is huge right here, being one out, man on third. New pitcher having trouble finding the zone.
Here's Pugh into the stretch. The count is, what, 3-0 on Quinter? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, according to the scoreboard. 3-0 pitch, low on the ground, outside, and the relief pitcher for Bern Union walks him. First and third, one out, top of the sixth. His timeout been called? I'm not sure. The Rushi batter runner who walked to first kept on going. Turned first, and he zipped into second base. A belated throw by Bern Union, not nearly in time, as Bern Union hesitated on defense, and the coach on the way to the mound still in foul territory, but no timeout was ever called or awarded. And Rushi now has runners at second and third, a conference out on the bump. Raiders again with runners in scoring position. They are at second and third with one away here in the sixth inning. And let's see if Chad Cupp, the coach for Bern Union, checks with the plate umpire about how in the world that batter runner was able to walk and not stop at first while the coach was on his way to the mound. He was still in foul ground, and apparently timeout had not been acknowledged.
You don't see that very often either. Very heads-up play.
Yes.
By Quinter.
Well, it takes away the double play. Runners at second and third. One away for Rushi for Felix Francis. No score in this game. Infield way, way in. Pew to Francis. Hard ground ball to second. Second baseman Moore's got it. Makes the throw to the plate. And he is out at the plate. And I'm not sure that he was. Thought Monin just beat the tag.
It was not a force out.
No.
And he had to make the tag. And the slide looked like it beat the ball. Now, maybe the umpire saw a view of Nemeth blocking the plate. But that's a huge call.
Woo. Boy, that was close. It was a hard ground ball to the second baseman, Moore. He was up at the edge of the grass. It had to be right at him in order for Bern Union to have a chance at the plate. Moore threw a strike to the plate umpire, and it looked like Monin sneaked in just ahead of the tag. We've got a good vantage point up above, directly behind home plate. Runners now at first and third for Rushi. Here's a check swing strike on the new hitter, Jude Counts. Runners at first and third for the Raiders, who still have not scored. They continue to knock on the door. Tough break there. It appeared as though Monin just barely got in. Here's the windup, the pitch to Counts. Inside corner at the knees. Strike called, nothing in two. And Hayden Quinter, who walked, scooted on down to second, unmolested there. Or I should say Felix Francis, who wound up at first on that tag out at the plate. Here's the pitch to Counts. Swing and a miss. He might have foul tipped it into the glove of Nemeth. Rushi foiled again. Four big scoring opportunities in six innings. Nothing to show. Bottom of the sixth. Nothing, nothing. Rushi Bern Union on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
We return to action here at the bottom of the sixth. Rushi Raiders were kept off the scoreboard in the top of the sixth inning on a play at the plate that was mighty, mighty close. Runner at third for Rushi. Ground ball to the second baseman for Burn Union. Moore was in tight. Infield was up. Ball was hit right at him. He did not have to charge it. It was hit pretty well right to him. And the throw to the plate was on target, but it looked to me like Monin for the Rushi Raiders got in under the tag.
It did.
Out call was made, and Rushi was subdued once again. Here is Burn Union batting now in the bottom of the sixth. It's Nate Nemeth, who started the game on the mound. Now he's catching, and he fouls away to the right against Xavier Flippo. Flippo swings into action, and the ball was spanked to short. Easy play, Braylon Cordonier, and he makes a rightful throw to first to get Nemeth by a step. Braylon laid back on it just a smidgen, and Nemeth, yeah, the athlete running all the way, made it pretty tight.
Jack, you had to know that. You know, Nemeth is a generational athlete. Three-time All-Ohioan in football. He's a Mid-State Player of the Year in football, so the guy can run. In fact, he's first-team All-Conference in three sports this season.
And Cordonier almost stayed back too long, but did get the out. And the first pitch to the new hitter, Gerken, is a strike. Flippo trying to bear down. Curveball upstairs, 1-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, still no score. Burn Union and Rushi, zip-zip. Wind up the pitch by Flippo. Yes, above the belt, inside half, 1-2. Rushi will have the end of the order, 8-9, and then 1 in the top of the seventh. Curveball lined on one bounce to Monin at second. Ball died in the dirt. Fairly routine play. On to first for the out. Cooper Mitchell steps in, the left fielder for Burn Union, which has scattered three hits in this game. One in the third, a couple in the fifth. Here's Flippo's pitch to Cooper Mitchell. Low, an outside ball, one curve from Flippo.
Burn Union hasn't been able to get much on Flippo. They've only reached third base twice in this game.
There's a ball jerked in the air, foul, out of play. So it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Mitchell. Fissinger very deep in left. Chappie moderately deep in center for Rushi. Very high curveball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Mitchell.
If you're Burn Union, good day to be home team.
Winding, pitching, Flippo, fastball up and in, 3-1. On deck is the DH, Russ Blank. He's on deck as Flippo swings into action. 3-1 delivery, foul behind home plate, it's 3-2. When Pugh came on to pitch, the catcher left the game for Burn Union. And Nemeth then went from the mound to behind the plate. Pugh on the bump. 3-2 pitch, dribbled to second. Monin in two or three steps, has it, shovels it onto first base to counts, got him. And Burn Union goes down harmlessly in the sixth. We go to the seventh. Rushi continues to knock on the door, but can't score. Rushi nothing, Burn Union nothing. We go to the seventh inning, 0-0 tie. All even, deadlocked on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on
on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Would you believe top of the seventh, Rushi nothing, Burn Union nothing. Rushi Raiders have left on base, what, about eight men, haven't scored. Rushi has had runners to second and third, second or third, with less than two out in four of the six innings. And it's a nothing-nothing contest still. Rushi's had a runner thrown out going from first to third. They've had a runner thrown out at the plate. Some fine defensive plays by Burn Union. Raiders muffed a suicide squeeze.
Yes.
Had a man tagged out at home as a result of that. So there have been two outs at home, tag outs. One at third, a tag out. Burn Union's defense has risen to the occasion.
Both teams with three hits.
Ross Fistinger against Pugh. High fastball, swing and a miss, strike one. Nothing and one on Fistinger. Left fielder for Burn Union is mighty shallow on Fistinger. The pitch by Pugh, big curveball way up and in, one and one. Top of the seventh inning, no score, Rushi Burn Union. As Casey noted, three hits for each team, but Rushi's had bountiful base runners. Pugh swings into action, fouled right back at us by Fistinger, one and two. A ball and two strikes. Five walks. First baseman deep, well behind the bag at first for Burn Union. Third baseman Bolton playing very deep. Pitch to Fistinger, curveball around the plate, inside, missed, two and two.
That was tough. Rockets are hoping to get through 8-9 with two consecutive outs so they can face the top of the order with two outs.
Here's the windup, the pitch to Fistinger by Pugh. Way up top, full count, big pitch coming here. Can Rushi get the first man aboard here in the top of the seventh?
You can almost bet they'll sacrifice bunt over, too, if they get this on.
On deck, Cooper, Unverfirth, the catcher. Here's the 3-2 offering from Pugh. He deals. It's a fastball up in the zone. Swing and a miss. Fistinger couldn't get a piece. He's down on strikes. Cooper, Unverfirth with one away for Rushi in the top of the seventh. And still no score.
Just the fourth strikeout for the Raiders.
Cade Pugh on the bump in relief of Nate Nemeth for the Rockets. He throws it in on Unverfirth, almost nicked him. A ball and no strikes, one and nothing. Outfield up pretty snug on Unverfirth, who looks at a pitch for a strike. Inside half, about thigh high, a beauty. One ball, one strike, one and one on Unverfirth. Wheeling and dealing is Pugh, and that's above the bill of the helmet on Unverfirth, and it's 2-1. Second baseman Moore is very, very deep. He'd have trouble throwing out Unverfirth on a slow trickler toward him. Left side of the infield moves in a little bit as Unverfirth looks at strike two on the outside, black of the plate. 2-2 is the count. Two balls, two strikes on Unverfirth. One away for Rushi. Top of the seventh. No score in this game. Pugh fires, and Unverfirth hits a short fly ball to right field. Right fielder for Burn Union is right there. It is Luke Schaefer. Easy play. Or I should say Zach Hartman, not Luke Schaefer in right field. Hartman had that one all the way. He was right to him, hardly had to move. Harmless pop fly out. And here's Xavier Flippo for the Rushi Raiders as the lineup turns. Two down for Rushi, top of the seventh inning. Pitch to Flippo way inside for a ball. One and nothing.
You never know if the sun's going to be a factor in a game like this. Looks like the right side of the field is be looking right into the sun.
Yes. Here's the pitch to Flippo. Curveball lofted foul back toward us, out of play. A ball, a strike, one and one. One and one on Flippo for Rushi. He has a base hit to his credit back in the first inning. Rushi's had two runners thrown out at the plate, one at third in this game. Pitch to Flippo, low and in, it bounced, and the count goes to two and one. Very rarely in a high school baseball game of seven innings do you have two runners nailed at the plate and one at third, all of them tag outs. There's a strike outside corner at the knees. Two and two on Flippo. Good pitch by Pugh.
You got to throw to him here. Two outs, nobody on. You don't want to walk a guy here.
Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch by Pugh. And it's spoiled by Flippo as he knocks it foul into the Burn Union dugout. Two and two on Flippo. Outfield fairly deep in left and center. There's a high breaking ball. It's full. Three and two. Jane Chappie on deck for Rushi. The lineup for Burn Union will be 5, 6, and 7. Fifth, sixth, and seventh hitters in the lineup in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch to Flippo is blooped off the handle to second to Clayton Moore on the edge of the grass in right center. Easy play. He catches, inning over for Rushi. We go to the bottom of the seventh. The run for Burn Union wins it. Nothing, nothing game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Well, we welcome you back to Springfield's Carlton-Davidson Stadium, home of the Wittenberg Tigers and the Champion City Kings. We are 0-0, bottom of the seventh inning. Rushi is threatened seriously in four or five frames in this game. And I repeat, unbelievably, two Raiders thrown out at the plate, one at third in this game. Burn Union's only serious threat was posed in the fifth when they did crank out a couple base hits. Three hits each side, but Rushi has been able to get several additional runners aboard via, four walks and a hit batsman and some stolen bases.
Yeah, Flippo's still in the game. He's only got one strikeout on this game.
Yeah, he pitches to contact, and usually it's fairly weak contact. And the Raiders play solid defense more often than not. And here's the first pitch on the outside corner at the waist for a strike to Russ Blank, the DH, who's grounded to short and grounded to second. Flippo curveball. Looks good again. Yes, sir. Nothing in two. Good bite on that pitch by Flippo. Overhand curve was snapped. Let's see if he goes away. No up and in, a waste pitch. Fastball. 1-2 count on Blank, the hitter for Bern Union, the DH. About 5'8", 5'9". Flippo delivers, and Blank hits one in the air down the right field line in the bullpen, and it's foul.
Couldn't quite catch up to it.
Three Raiders gave chase. No chance. There is every bit of 90 to 100 feet of room between the lines and the fence and foul ground. Of course, the bullpen on each corner is entirely in the field of play, and that's where that last ball landed.
The right fielder, Francis, was the closest, but the ball landed down there in the bullpen, so he would have been nearest to it.
Here is the 1-2 pitch to Blank by Flippo. Fastball is nubbed right off the knuckles to first. Counts as the trickler easily. Makes the four-step romp to first. Touches the bag for the out. One away, first base unassisted. Ground ball to first. And here's Austin Snyder. A single and an out from second to first, and it's two at bats. Tall, lanky, 6'2" shortstop for Bern Union. Bat high over his head. Flippo goes up and in, swing and a miss. Xavier Flippo has been strong the entire game, getting ahead of hitters constantly. He threw five innings like this against Newton. Oh, there's a curveball. Overhand breaker. Looked like it caught the outside third of the plate. And the plate umpire says, no, it was off the edge. 1-1 pitch by Flippo. Oh, it's a fastball, a two-seamer down and in. And Snyder can't come up with it. It's 1-2.
Left-hander in the bullpen now for Rushi.
That is Cooper Francis warming up. Here's the pitch to Snyder. High fastball, swing and a miss. Down goes Snyder. Flippo with a splendid gem on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. Clayton Moore hitting, the second baseman for Bern Union. Two out, no score, bottom of the seventh.
Jack Moore is the only Rocket to reach third base, and he's done it twice.
The pitch to him, foul to the screen. Nothing in one. He had a healthy cut. Outfield for Moore. Reasonably shallow. Quinter even with the bag at third. Monin deep at second. Braylon Cordonier, four or five steps in off the grass at short. Pitch to Moore, bounces, and it's 1-1. Two out for Bern Union, bottom of the seventh. Rushi nothing, Bern Union nothing. On deck is the 5'2" Zach Hartman. There's a fastball lifted in the air, short right center field. Monin, second baseman for the Raiders, backs out, backpedals one more step. He has it. Bern Union out in the seventh. We go to the eighth. The Raiders form a big rallying group outside the third baseline in front of the dugout. Eighth inning coming up. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing.
Coming in loud and clear in Utica, New York.
How great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGIncOH.com.
Braylon Cordonier fakes a bunt, takes it low for a ball. Chappie at first. Do you bunt the hard hitting Cordonier? Because I tell you what, he can darn near hit it out.
I don't know. I think you ride your studs.
For sure, to right and left, he can hit it out at 320. Chappie leading at first. Cordonier does bunt, pulls it up the first baseline. The pitcher muffed it. He muffed it. Can't find it. All hands are safe. Puke him off the mound. Was thinking too much, I think, about looking at second. It never grabbed the ball once, twice, but then it was too late. Rushi, another serious threat. Runners at first and second for Rushi here in the top of the eighth. Cordonier's on. That's clearly an error on the pitcher. Here is Monin with two aboard. Do you bunt again if you're Rushi?
He doubled last time up.
He fakes the bunt, pulls the bat back, and the catcher going for the loose ball knocks down Monin at the plate. Nemeth didn't mean to make the football contact. He was just trying to find that loose ball that was rolling around near the right-hand batter's box.
I'm not sure I've ever seen that, Jack.
Well, I don't think it was a fair ball, so there cannot be interference.
Catcher's trying to pick up the ball, and Monin's standing in the batter's box, and he just pushed him over to get to the ball.
Yeah, the ball wasn't fair, so everything's a moot point. The pitch was a ball. It missed the strike zone. There was no contact made with the bat. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Top of the eighth inning, nobody out. Burn Union's pitchers, Nemeth and Pugh, have wriggled off the hook the entire game. Infielders up at the corners. Shortstop hanging around second. Chappie at second, Cordonier at first. Here's the one ball pitch to Monin. He takes it low. Two balls, no strikes. He thought about bunting, pulled the bat back. Rushi with another serious threat. Fifth time in eight innings. They've had a couple runners aboard. The pitch by Pugh bounces. It rolls away from Nemeth. It's in the on-deck circle, right side. Runners advance, second and third.
I'd put him on.
3-0 on the hitter, Braden Monin.
You'll want to load the bases here, Jack. I think you put Monin on, who's been hot.
I remarked about the fact that Pugh was the least controlled pitcher,
yes,
of the top three starters on this Burn Union squad, and it's showing up here.
Quinter has struggled a little bit, so I think I'd take my chances with him.
Infield way in for Monin, 3-0. Burn Union doesn't dare give him a pitch to hit because he will drive it if Pugh does. There's an outside curveball. No, it missed the corner. And the Burn Union infielders hold their hands high in the air saying, where in the world was that pitch?
I thought that was outside a little bit. I thought it missed.
Ooh, it was mighty close. Burn Union didn't get the call, and Monin walks to first base. And here comes Chad Cupp, the Burn Union coach, to the mound. Bases full for Rushi. Top of the eighth. How many times can Rushi continue to be turned away?
Hey, this is a tough, tough spot. This would be a really great story if Burn Union can get out of this one. Bases loaded, nobody out.
Well, what they're going to need is maybe a double play, another out at the plate or two even. The best solution would be an immediate strikeout right here of Quinter for Rushi, who steps in with the bases full.
Rushi can afford to play a little bit with a suicide squeeze, things like that. because they still have runners on base even if the guy gets thrown out at home.
Well, you'd hope that Pointer could get the ball to the outfield and Rushi could score on a sack fly.
Don't forget that Rushi is the visiting team on the scoreboard.
Infield entirely on the grass, way up for Burn Union. The pitch to Quinter, grounded right side. It rolls between the first and second baseman. It's in the right field for a hit. The right fielder loses it. And the runner at first for Rushi scampers to third, and the Raiders break the deadlock. Ground single to right by Quinter. If the infield's not in, it's maybe a double play ball.
For sure.
But because the infield was up, it squirted right through and passed the second baseman. Moore had no chance. A big first pitch single to right by Quinter. Two runs are in. Rushi wants more. Runners are at first and third. Nobody out. Here's Felix Francis. Swings at a high fastball. Comes up empty. Nothing in one on Felix.
Let's not forget how we got here either, Jack. Hit by pitch, sack bunt that was muffed by the pitcher, and a walk loaded him up.
That's high school baseball. Rushi just has not taken advantage. Foul to the screen, nothing and two. No balls, two strikes on Felix Francis. As we say hello to Chuck McBee, who says from Utica, New York, we are coming in loud and clear. He says, your mics are on. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Francis. First and third for Rushi. Here's a high inside pitch lifted foul above the press box. Still nothing and two. Rushi would like to cash in with more. Runners on the corners. No one out. Top of the eighth. Rushi two, Burn Union nothing. Keep waiting for Quinter at first to take off and force Burn Union to make a play or at least think about it. There goes Quinter. I was reading his mind. He steals second. Indifference by Burn Union. No throw. Now there's no chance for a ground ball DP. Second and first. The count of ball and two strikes on Felix Francis. Still nobody out. Raiders have scored two here in the eighth. The windup by Pugh. Inside curveball, grounded to third. Here's a high throw to the plate. It's off the mitt of Nemeth. Rushi scores. It rolls away from him. The batter runner for the Rushi Raiders. Wheeled around first and skipped on down to second. Second and third. Another run in. 3-0. Oh, a good throw waist high by the third baseman, Bolton, for Burn Union. It's a dead duck at the plate, but Burn Union finally made a mistake. Ball was dealt poorly to home. Nemeth had to leave his feet. Ball popped out of his mitt. Rushi scores. Conference on the mound here for Burn Union. And the Raiders have an advantage of 3-0 in the eighth. And they're playing for more.
Incidentally, Jack, if you recall a couple of batters ago, the catcher Nemeth pushed the batter out of from the batter's box. That was Monin. Monin's the one who just came through and scored and slid underneath Nemeth and knocked him off his feet, and now they're checking him for injury.
And Nemeth had to leave his feet. His body was exposed. He went way up in the air, and Monin slid in safely at home. Good throw might have gotten him. In fact, I think a good throw waist high or lower would have, but it was the poorest defensive play of the night by Burn Union, and the Raiders lead it 3-0. Runners at second and third, nobody out here in the eighth inning. Is that Pugh still on the mound?
No. That's him right here.
Or has there been a pitching change for Burn Union?
Pitching change. Number 18, Pugh is walking over to third base.
So we do have a change on the bump.
Austin Snyder.
Austin Snyder, who is one of the trio of fine starters for Burn Union this year.
We had just been talking about Burn Union and how they were playing such great defense in this game. And then they've...
Yep, that was a boo-boo right there.
Yeah, they've had a couple of tough spots. And again, as you said, high school baseball.
And then a muff out in right field on the single. And Snyder, who's a member of the trio of good pitchers in that starting rotation for Bern Union. He comes in from shortstop. He's on the hill right now. Bern Union tries to stop the damage. They're down three in the eighth. Rushi clearly with the upper hand. I'd like to remind you about the Fort Loramie long shot raffle as the Raiders continue to bat here in the eighth inning, leading 3-0. Fort Loramie long shot raffle takes place in Fort Loramie during Liberty Days in July. The top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyers. The Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. 2,000 tickets will be sold, 80 prizes. You've got a 4% chance to win, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's flathleticboosters.com/raffle. The Fort Loramie long shot raffle during Liberty Days in July. Runners at second and third. Right-hander Austin Snyder throws a sidearm bender in and over for strike one.
Snyder was having all kinds of trouble at the mound. They're throwing the ball all over the place. Kept kicking the dirt out, trying to get comfortable out there.
Yeah, his warm-ups didn't look good. There's a ball cued off the end of the bat up the first baseline. Foul off the bat of counts for Fort Loramie. Count no balls, two strikes. Bern Union needs a K right here. Delivered to counts. There's a slow curve.
Got it.
Floating over. Strike three. Counts looked at it and did not pull the trigger.
It's still only one out.
Three straight Ks for counts in this game. Not been his day. Here's Ross Fissinger. He has struck out his last two trips. Runners at second and third for Rushi in the eighth. Three runs in, one away. Pitch to Fissinger. Strike on the corner. Outside black. Nothing and one on Fissinger. Open stance, deep in the box. Snyder fires, curveball. Wow. That caught the inside corner somehow, some way. Didn't look like it from here.
That looked like a frisbee that just coasted in there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Here's another wiffle ball, and that hits Fissinger on the left shoulder. First base was open. Ross on at first. They're loaded.
It did look like it. That wasn't an inside pitch. It did look like he kind of stuck his hip out into it, though.
Here is Cooper Unverfirth for Rushi. One away. We're in the eighth. Raiders lead 3-0. Rushi with three in the eighth after having threatened most of this game. Pitch to Unverfirth up and in over the bill of his cap. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Unverfirth. Infield way up in the grass. Bern Union's got to come home. Pitch to Unverfirth. Curveball. Bending over. Slow breaker by Snyder. One ball, one strike. 1-1 on Unverfirth. Here is Snyder firing, and Unverfirth skies it into very short right field. Oncoming Hartman, oncoming Hartman, and he makes a circus catch. Here's a throw to the plate, and it's in the glove of Nemeth and out. It rolls free. Safe at the plate is the Raider with the fourth run. Great play in right field by Hartman. What helped Rushi was that Hartman went to the ground. Normally, that's the second baseman's play, but he was up so far on the inner diamond, the right fielder had to make a long journey to the ball. The throw to the plate was not a real good one. As a result, the Raiders score on the tag up from third. Again, a good throw probably nails the Rushi man at home.
Hartman actually dove on the dirt. He ran in so far. He was in right behind where second base is. The second baseman is. He ran that far.
Here's a swing and a line drive foul into the bullpen in left field. And the count is a ball and a strike. 1-1 and Xavier Flippo. Will be interesting to see who pitches for Rushi in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two down, two on. Flippo off the end of the bat, squirts it foul in the air over the Bern Union dugout. 4-0 Rushi. We are in the eighth. Bern Union has an at-bat coming. Curveball to Flippo. Humpback liner to short right. Hartman spears it. Head high for the out. Balls hit pretty well. Hit right at the right fielder who didn't have to budge. Flippo hit it on the barrel. Hit right to him. But the Raiders come up with four. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Rushi 4, Bern Union nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Oh my, Rushi Raiders on defense trying to stave off Bern Union. Rushi with 4 in the 8th, 4-0 Raiders lead. And that's Xavier Flippo out on the mound to finish this one off. I've got to ask you, Casey, how do you pitch 8 full, then go back out and play shortstop tomorrow and throw the ball from deep in the hole between third and short with a lot of mustard and accuracy on it to first base? That's why you're high school age.
That's right. And I'm sure he'd like that opportunity to at least try it.
Here is Flippo winding, dealing, strike one called.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention that Bern Union scored 5 runs in the final inning in their district final game to win.
Yep, sure did. Hartman, the right fielder, little guy, probably not much more than 5'2", 5'3", a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Hartman. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning, winding, dealing, Flippo, yes, fastball right down the pipe. It's 1-2.
It's been a great game from Flippo so far. That was just his 88th pitch. He's only given up 3 hits, 1 walk, and struck out 2.
Uh-oh, Flippo right down the middle. Hartman looked at it for strike 3. 1 out for Bern Union here in the 8th inning. That sets up a Southeastern Rushi Regional Championship. Probably Braylon Cordonier for the Raiders and Gary Cordial for Southeastern. Tomorrow at 2 at Wright State. Raiders still need 2 more outs. They're up 4. 4-0, bottom of the 8th inning. Here is Luke Schaefer, swings. He pops it up in the infield. Flippo on the pitching rubber, says he wants it. Takes 2 steps off of it, catches for the out.
If the Rockets are going to do it, they have to do it with 2 outs.
William Bolton steps in, leadoff batter in the lineup for Bern Union. Swings, skies one to right. Felix Francis loping over toward the line. He spears it for the out. Wow, Rushi wins it 4-0. It took a 4 spot in the 8th in order for the Raiders to pull it out of the fire. Xavier Flippo was remarkable. Marvelous performance by Xavier Flippo, getting the Bern Union Club 1-2-3 in quick fashion here in the 8th inning. Bern Union just couldn't muster much offense against the Raiders, who win it by a final count of 4-0. Defensive plays by Bern Union kept the Rockets in it. A tag out at third, two at the plate, and we were 0-0 after seven. But Rushi puts up a four spot in the eighth inning, and Xavier Flippo was fantastic. As I mentioned a moment ago, this sets the stage for Braylon Grudagna and Rushi against Gary Gorgel of Southeastern tomorrow in a regional championship at 2 at Wright State.
That should be a good one. I tell you, Southeastern looked really good in game one. Rushi struggled offensively a little bit, but their pitching, Flippo, was outstanding today. Gave his team the opportunity to win, and they found a way with a couple hit batsmen, a couple of walks, a couple of errors when they needed it the most.
Good to see Hayden Quinter for Rushi get off the snide. He had a big right field single there in the eighth inning. A big confidence booster for Hayden Quinter in that fifth spot in the order behind Cordonier and Monin.
You're right, and that was when you're in a struggle like that, all you're trying to do is put the ball in play. The infield is pulled in, and as you mentioned at the time, it's probably a routine flat ground ball to second base, but with the infield pulled in, it's all you have to do. Put the ball in play and make something happen.
We'll return in just a couple minutes to wrap this up. It's starting to be a dusk time here at Springfield. Sun setting to the west. Still sunshine glistening over Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium as the Rushi fans celebrate a 4-0 win in the eighth over a strong Bern Union club, which simply would not give up. It fought and fought through eight innings and gave the defending state champs a real tussle here today. Southeastern a winner, Rushi a winner. Back to close out the second game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Up unofficially, Rushi, four runs, four hits. Unofficially, 10 left on. No runs, three hits for Bern Union. Xavier Flippo. Over eight innings, allowing three hits and a walk. He was unbelievably good. He was terrific. Splendid pitching performance by Flippo. Brilliant game on the bump. And fortunately, Rushi did not have to use another arm, saving the entire rest of the staff for tomorrow's regional final against Southeastern.
That's exactly right. That's going to really help them out. I made the comment in the sixth inning that there were more innings than there were hits. And the game ended that way, too. More innings than there were hits. Outstanding job on both sides, pitching-wise, defensive plays when they needed to. Neither team was able to really generate much on offense. That's why you take the gifts when you give them. If they hit you, if they walk you, if they make the error, you got to just take advantage of them when you did. And that's what Rushi did in the last inning.
Hats off to Bern Union, finishing 18-10. It's a club which has a number of pretty good players coming back. Four seniors did start, counting the catcher Redinger, who did not bat in the lineup for Bern Union. Five of the ten starters do return, but senior Nate Nemeth, senior Cooper Mitchell, senior Luke Schaefer, and senior Russ Blank all do graduate. But I tell you what, that Central District, year in, year out, proving to be pretty wide open as Newark Catholic, which used to be a cinch to come out of there, hasn't been so successful last few seasons.
You're right. Bern Union showed that they belong here, and
yep,
they didn't just show up to be happy to be here. They showed up to win, and they had a couple of opportunities where they might have been able to pull that off.
Xavier Flippo, our star of this game, thanks to Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yep, airtime tomorrow, 1:25. Weather should be a repeat. Hopefully, a tight game repeats as well. Should be Rushi Southeastern. Bryant, your observations? A terrific game. Raiders pull it out.
Yeah, ultimately, when you get that many base runners and you fail to get across, it's just a matter of time before you're able to do it. Bern Union played some great defense to be able to prevent Rushi from scoring, as you guys noted, but Rushi finally able to break through in that eighth, thanks in part to a couple of miscues by Bern Union.
I tell you what, that's the best pitching show, D4, I think I've ever seen. Xavier Flippo, not many strikeouts. Mm-hmm. Pitching to contact, great defense by Rushi. Contact was usually pretty weak. Flippo just master control. Curveball, first pitch strike. Had that two-seamer going down and in on the right-hand batter, so he was just dynamite.
He doesn't get the ego of trying to get a bunch of strikeouts in high school. He just tries to get the outs.
Well put.
And that's what saved his pitch count. Because when you get a lot of strikeouts, you've got to throw a lot of pitches.
And we may see more K's tomorrow. Braylon Cordonier, Rushi, Gehrig, Cordial for Southeastern. Could see a few more strikeouts in that contest tomorrow at Wright State. The playing surface, as Bryant has noted, will be entirely different. No grass infield tomorrow at Wright State. Is Wright State turf all the way to the outfield
fence?
Yes,
the whole field.
Wow. So balls will zip on through the gaps line drive singles may turn into doubles if you don't get them cut off.
You're right. Ground balls, too. Routine ground ball isn't so routine when it's hitting off the turf.
That's a good point. Good point. Loved it. Two great games today. Southeastern victorious by a final score of 6-0. 4-0 Rushi a victor. But the 4-0 win, much, much harder to come by than the 6-0 win by Southeastern in game one. In terms of commercial spots, we've probably played them all times two. Thanks to Bryant. Thanks to Casey. Thanks to you, our listeners online here on Scores Broadcast on the air 125 tomorrow from Wright State. Rushi Southeastern D4 Regional Championship. For Bryant, for Casey, Jack Kramer saying good evening from Springfield's Carlton Davidson Stadium, where Rushi has defeated Bern Union 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. Goffena. Goffney Furniture.